feeling it.
We don't really celebrate.
We'll not celebrate Columbus Day this year.
They just canceled Columbus Day.
But why?
Why?
I'm woke.
Gotta stay woke.
Nah, I'm still asleep.
I'm going back to bed.
It's showtime.
It is showtime. Random Facts with Jay Scott coming up first. Things first, changes in the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
With this being Columbus Day, it's going to be a big day on the final day of the Alabama National Fair. And I see a few showers on the radar, mostly south of Montgomery and Greenville at the moment. But there could be a few spotty showers around from time to time. Pretty comfortable today with a high around 80. Overnight, the rain threat increases, especially by the wee hours of the morning. Check out, if you really want to get into the meat and potatoes of this, my morning video, and you can see how the rain gets heavier as the overnight hours continues. Then the rain and thunderstorms continue Tuesday and Tuesday night, potentially significant rainfall amounts in this rainfall situation. 1 to 3 inches, certainly common. Some places more than 3 inches. Tuesday's high temperature 75. Wednesday, strong cold front turns off the rain by about midday. Then Wednesday night and Thursday night, I think we fall into the 40s. So jacket weather, maybe mid to upper 40s on Thursday morning and upper 40s on Friday morning. Right now this morning, calm winds and a few broken clouds out there. It's 60 degrees, 703.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Plumbing problems pop up. It's just part of life. I had one, was it last week or the week before? It's recently here. Plumbing by Lukewire is my go-to plumber. This is just now a no-brainer when there's an issue. And these issues can pop up in the middle of the weekend, in the middle of the night, anytime, even during a holiday, and they're ready to go to take care of you at Plumbing by Lukewire, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And that's why for over two decades now they have been second to none in the River Region. You know, when you think of Lukewire, you think of, oh gosh, you've been using them for don't they do the air conditioning and heating? Yeah, they do that too. But Plumbing by Lukewire, top notch. And I can definitely recommend their whole house plumbing inspection, because who knows what problem is lurking that's about to become a big problem. They will let you know, and it's great peace of mind. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666. Let them take care of your issue. Tell them I sent you. And also, they're all available on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Emily has a good news story coming up after our first look at the roads this hour at 7:05.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are accident-free this morning. Have a little bit of congestion on the Eastern Boulevard and the East-South Boulevard in pockets, but nothing to curl your antenna on your Buick. So just hang in there. Drive carefully this morning. Interstate 65 and 85 are looking good. Hey, don't text and drive and buckle up. Doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football, stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Peepaw says, listen up.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
This week, we're qualifying folks for a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall for the name game. And this hour's name is LaDonna Harris. LaDonna Harris, if you hear us, give us a call at 396-5477, 396-5477, and you'll get qualified for that $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
It's a pet story.
Oh.
So prepare yourselves.
Put on your headsets, baby.
I mean, I honestly feel like this could be a Disney film. A woman in Florida named Catherine lost her 2-year-old dog, Duchess, back in 2007 when her 12-year-old son left a door open, and they never saw Duchess again. They had microchipped Duchess, though, and even after a decade, Catherine kept paying the $15 yearly fee to keep it activated, just in case. Just in case. She says paying for it each year meant she didn't give up hope, and that alone was worth $15, even though she never expected to see Duchess again. But then last week, the dog finally resurfaced in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Rochester.
More than 1,000 miles from where she went missing. Someone found her hiding under their shed outside in the cold. So they brought her to a shelter where one of the workers scanned the microchip. They got in touch with Catherine, and she spent 2 days driving from Florida to Pittsburgh last week. And she picked up Duchess on Friday, more than 12 years after she went missing.
Oh, my gosh.
I tell you, man, that's good
that
news.
That just gets to me.
Think about it, though. The 12-year-old son, who has probably felt horrible about that mistake, has had 12 years to live with that. Now he's 24 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty wild stuff. Thank you, Emily.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Dog now, though, you know, that's another I'm just saying that's another sad part of the story, right?
Yeah, they lost those 12 years, yeah. But to have her back,
that's great. That part's great.
Let's hope there's no sad follow-up story.
Oh, geez.
I
was happy then. Yeah. I thought about the age thing.
So, random facts is going to be uplifting today, right?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I don't think
I
have
hotel collapsing in New Orleans.
Yeah. That was. How does that happen?
I don't know.
How does a brand new building just collapse?
I was right by the Sanger. I didn't know that.
What part of town would the Sing? Yeah, what part of
that's down not, on Conti, I think.
Okay, because I can say it's not.
There's a street sign on that thing.
That right says there. Elk.
It's not the corner.
Yeah, I see Elk Place.
Okay.
But I believe that there's a.
Hmm. Interesting. Two dead, search for missing construction worker continues. It happened on Sunday, right? Yeah, I think it did.
Have you seen
there
that?
It is again. Wow. Oh, Saturday. Okay.
No doubt they'll...
That is just frightening.
Yeah. No doubt there'll be an engineering catastrophe episode on Discovery Channel.
No doubt.
I just DVR'd one about a Miami bridge collapse.
Yeah.
That happened while I was still working down there back in 97.
And then one that never gets old is Galloping Gertie. I remember that. Yeah, Tacoma Narrows.
And they just finished that bridge, right?
Brand new.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the greatest minds leave out one step. You see that all the time in air disasters, too. You guys watch that?
Air disasters on the Smithsonian?
All the time. Got a DVR. Got the box set.
Nah.
And then the one in Minneapolis, I-35, was that?
Yes, another bridge that
right
just...
And
they got video of that, too.
Yeah, wow.
Just collapsed.
That's frightening.
Yeah, because you see these things on TV, so it makes you a little nervous anytime you're on a...
Any bridge.
High bridge.
I think about it.
There was a... when I was in Chicago, there's a big, high ramp that connects you to the expressway that takes you into downtown. And one day, it sank 2 feet. So, all of a sudden, cars were ramming into the, part came down.
Yeah.
So, they were head-onning into the part that remained where it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And to everyone's shock, they blamed that one on poor construction materials.
Or
substandard construction
materials. How about 1989, the earthquake where the highway's pancaked down to the lower level.
I have great skepticism over the word earthquake proof.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've made things better, but I think if the earth shakes hard enough.
I was going to say, it's really hard to test that. I mean...
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to test. You can set something on fire and say, okay, this is fireproof or waterproof, but earthquake proof is a little tougher to test.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Last week, Jeremy mentioned that you had a chance to be a Beamer owner with Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars because they had that 2004 with that incredibly low mileage, and guess what?
Is it gone?
Oh, it's gone. Actually, it had departed sometime Friday. But they've always got new additions to this category of cars under $10,000. To me, it is the category to shop in if you're looking for something for a new driver, because they offer a variety of vehicles that offer great safety features, like a 2013 Volkswagen Jetta under $7,000, a 2011 Nissan Sentra under $7,000, and a Camry and a Corolla. These are all cars that have great safety features, because, you know, you have to allow for the fact, you pray they don't, but they might make a mistake. And if they do, you want to make sure that they're in something that will give them maximum protection. Oh, look at this 2006 Dodge Charger. Just at under 10, black. That's a beautiful car. So if you want a little heavy horsepower, you have that option as well. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Over 20 financing options to choose from. So don't let any credit issues from your past haunt you today. Go over and see Tip Tames and that great team, and they'll get you done on a new set of wheels, and then obtaining a loan will help you rebuild your credit. JackIngram.com. You can shop by price, by brand, and by type of vehicle there as well. And they will be open today. 7:13, local news, and then back one with part one. Back one. Back soon with part one of Yeah, what I said.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama State Democratic Executive Committee voted to adopt new bylaws Saturday, but those bylaws have not been approved by the Democratic National Committee. A separate set of bylaws was approved at a meeting on October 5th, but the state Democratic chairwoman says that meeting wasn't official. A Selma High School student is arrested for drug trafficking. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 16-year-old Brandon Shelton was caught with 92 ecstasy pills at school. Shelton has now been charged as an adult with trafficking illegal drugs. And copper thieves caused thousands of dollars in damage at a church parsonage in Selma. Officials at First Baptist Church say the heat pump and air conditioning unit were destroyed by these thieves. Selma police are now investigating. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Happy Columbus Day, everybody. Happy Columbus Day.
In honor of Columbus Day,
dress up as a Native American.
They resented their lands and children being taken and attempted to fight back against the invaders.
Italian Americans love Columbus because he's their dude.
I'm going to sail across the ocean in them there three boats.
Columbus Day, day of Italian pride.
I bought a mattress.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Monday is Columbus Day. Not much of a holiday. I still gotta work anyway. It's a day for a guy they say discovered the USA.
March in a big parade. Natives protest that he sold slaves. Which side's right and which side's wrong? I don't care, I gotta work all day long.
This day is no big deal to me. It's just a part of history. Have fun if you work at the bank.
Have fun if you work at the bank. Columbus Day.
And now,
let's see what Jay Scott discovers in
Random, random Facts.
Very topical.
Plant your flag on this, buddy.
I was going to do a thing about Jay Scott discovers that Random Facts is not flat. But
Did you know lentils have been a source of sustenance for humans since prehistoric times?
Oh.
They are the oldest pulse crop known to man and one of the earliest domesticated crops. Depending on location, lentils were either considered a poor man's food or a delicacy for the upper class.
Interesting. Almost like lobster was served in prison. Prisons.
Right, yeah. Because it was like, oh, give them lobster.
Yeah, give them lobster.
Nasty stuff now and whatever.
Big deal.
You know, and now it's, ooh. Oh. Did you know, while the world's 370 million indigenous peoples make up less than 5% of the total human population, they manage or hold tenure over 25% of the world's land surface and support about 80% of the global biodiversity.
I don't understand any of that.
They're doing a lot with a little.
I got 370, 55%, 25%, and 80%.
Okay.
Thank you.
That'll work. Did you know of Chan Han? Chan Han was the man who wrote China's national anthem. He died after 2 years of mistreatment and torture in a Chinese jail during the Cultural Revolution.
Oh, yikes. Man.
China.
Oh, say, can you...
China.
I don't think that's their national anthem. Did you know a woman in France? France.
What's wrong with the women we got here?
Yeah. A woman in France, well, they don't French kiss. A woman in France accidentally received a phone bill of a number that is entirely too large for me to even try and give you, other than it telling you it's a million billion.
Million billion?
It's a million billion. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commas.
She got a phone bill for this amount?
In francs.
Did she go over her data limit? Is that was it?
That number was 5,000 times the GDP of France at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It took several days of wrangling before the phone company finally admitted that it was a mistake.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how could you not look at that and say, this is really wrong?
Obviously, this is wrong, man.
But they have her on budget building now, so.
Right.
Right, yeah.
It'll never happen again.
Turns out it was being run by Alabama Power. Finally admitted it was a mistake, and she owed only 117 francs. Yeah, they let her off for that. So, and our final one before we take a break here for part one. Did you know in 2007, seeds were found frozen below permafrost? It is thought that they have been buried by Arctic ground squirrels around 31,500 to 32,300 years ago.
Seeds.
Prehistoric nuts.
Yeah. First, I thought you said seeds.
Don't look at me
when I say that.
Yeah.
Nuts.
They put them in the ice during the Ice Age. They buried them. Out of 600,000 seeds, that's a lot, there are three embryos successfully germinated into plants. Currently, the oldest confirmed viable seeds on Earth. And we're going to take a break here, but coming up, we'll talk about Heath Ledger. We'll talk about how many hours of sleep we're getting. A guy by the name of Cassius Clay.
Oh, I know him.
Do you? We'll find out about that. The term decimation, coffee, and a stupid statistic.
Decimation, we're going to have punctuation talk here in Random Facts. Is that what you're saying? It is 720 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You can talk to them because okay. They'll make more sense than I do. This is a stupid joke. That's decimation. It's 721. You know who really knows a lot about numbers?
Who?
And decimal points and where to put them? Brett McDonald.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Brett McDonald.
Decimalmation.
He called in on Friday afternoon and laid out the immediate future, the China deal, the incredible impact it's going to have in agriculture now for the farmers, and expecting things to be pretty good for the foreseeable future. But you never know. I mean, that's why you have a team like that that's constantly monitoring. I'm sure he's already been up for hours taking a look at futures and everything else that's happening in the world of money.
He probably watched the European markets during the night, for all we know.
They just are constantly looking out on behalf of the money their clients have entrusted to them to grow it for whatever the occasion or future need might be, whether it's just a basic nest egg or saving towards something specific like kids' education, down payment on a house, or retirement. And by the way, a painless amount of money. If you're really young, start now, because you'll be amazed at what that can grow into during your work career. May allow you to retire much earlier than you ever dreamed possible, too. But you got to get it started. Just sit down. You don't need to bring a checkbook or anything. It's just a conversation about you and your goals. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094. It will be, if nothing else, time well spent with Brandt and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, with the state and federal workers off today, things are a little light out there in traffic, but we still have a little congestion here and there. Got some cars on 231 coming out of Wetumpka this morning. A little stop and go at Redland Road at the lights there and at Jasmine Hill. Also, 31 out of Prattville, got a few cars there. The Boulevard looking good, and I-65 and 85 are accident-free this morning. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions, and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now we return you to part two of
Random Facts.
Hey. Nice. Did you know, following the death of Heath Ledger midway through the filming of The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know. The actors Jude Law, Johnny Depp, and Colin Farrell, they took over the unfinished role of Heath's character. They donated all of their paychecks to his then 2-year-old daughter, Matilda Rose Ledger.
That's nice. I like that.
From what it was known at the time, it wasn't known if Matilda would be able to inherit after her father had passed away, as she had yet to been written into the will.
Well, he was only in his 20s, is that right?
Yeah. But the relatives had agreed to give her an inheritance anyway, and what they did, you know, helped for that. So, did you know we are getting over an hour less sleep than people did in the 1940s?
Well, yeah.
On an account of you want to know why?
Because on account of you want to know why?
Back then, the average was slightly more than 8 hours of sleep at night, while today we are down to around 6 hours and 45 minutes of sleep nightly.
What do you think the reason for that is? You know what? I'm just going to venture a guess. But I think people in those days just worked harder, more physically.
I also think that they didn't have as many
distractions.
Distractions, because they didn't have a cell phone to pick up or put down. If they read the paper that was in a lower light, or read a book that was in a lower light, they could lull them to sleep, and not that, what is it, blue light or whatever they call it?
Yeah.
So, you know, and the televisions.
All of that makes sense.
Did you know Cassius Clay?
Yep.
You know this person.
Yeah.
I went to the Muhammad Ali Museum.
Yeah, well, it's not Muhammad Ali.
Of course I know everything.
Cassius M. Clay was a politician and a rabid abolitionist. He was once shot during a debate. He then chased down his assassin. He stabbed him and threw him off an embankment. He later fended off six men, even though they had guns and all he had was a Bowie knife. He was a candidate to be Lincoln's vice president.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that kind of stuff back in those days.
Yeah, he was born October 19th, 1810.
But so not Muhammad Ali.
No.
So no. Cassius could not go online, you know, like on Twitter and say, you know, nasty things, but he had to go kick their butts.
Yeah. And then he had to defend himself when they didn't like the kicking of their butt. Did you know decimation causes Emily to have a giggle? Decimation means removal of a tenth in Latin. It refers to a Roman practice in which military commanders punished units for capital offenses by having soldiers execute 1 in 10 of their comrades.
Yikes.
I wonder how they figured out who got decimated.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was the whole point, was that even if they didn't, we're executing one of you. You know, 1 out of 10. And so it prompted everybody in the 10 to, like, okay, let's not screw this up.
On a firing squad, don't they have, there's one live bullet?
And nobody knows whether their gun has the live. They did that with Gary Gilmore in Utah. Uh-huh. He was the first person to be, he chose death by firing squad.
Right.
Yeah, so they didn't know.
But that's good to not know if your bullet was the one that didn't end. Yeah.
Did you know when coffee first appeared in the Ottoman Empire, it was considered a drug and its consumption was forbidden?
Well, it is caffeine and it is a very addictive drug.
That's the first comment. It is a drug.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And I am terribly, terribly addicted.
You know what the first thing they tell you in rehab is? Alcohol is a drug, folks. It's a drug.
Yeah.
It is. It's a depressant.
Yep.
Oh, it is depressant. No doubt about that.
And the insanity of those of us who find ourselves in those nice places is that we have all these issues, and then, you know, they got us depressed, and then we drink a depressant.
So now I call my Keurig a drug dealer.
Give me 12 ounces.
Big cup, little cup.
And finally, we have one of these, it's a random stupid statistic, because you can pretty much throw anything in here and it'll be true. But you are 10 times more likely to get bitten by a New Yorker than a shark.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed at what happens in that city. I read a lot of stories. You know, they turn up. You could never fill a newspaper. There wouldn't be enough room in a newspaper for all the crazy stuff that happens in that city on a daily basis.
Making my morning video this morning, I was watching a local New York television station on satellite, and it was crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Those are your random facts.
We are at 7:30. These three will be working on a pop quiz question for you. What you get you $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. In fact, last Wednesday at Baumhauer's, we met the guy that sent us the picture. And he ate for almost a full week on the $10 of stuff he purchased at Food Outlet. And so it does have value. I was there yesterday. Got some nice New York strips for you guys, whatever day you decide. But I want to talk about furniture. Kaiser Fine Furniture. See what you can discover there on this day off. If you're looking for a piece for your living room or bedroom, or maybe you're looking to redo a room, what you want, two things: choices and value. At Kaiser, it's a huge building. I always say, I'm honest, wear comfortable shoes because you're going to have a lot to look at. I can't imagine a piece of furniture that doesn't exist at Kaiser. If you can't find it there, it's probably never been built. by anybody. Even for odd corners of your home or a living room or a nook, hallway, they have an incredible selection of pieces for those type areas too. Stella is our point person at Kaiser, and she's fantastic. So if you know exactly what you want to look at, she can give you a very focused visit. You'll save big, and then after you get the great price on whatever it is you decide to buy, you can smile because you don't have to pay the unctuous 10% Montgomery sales tax. It's 8.5%. So you save a little more right there.
The unctuous?
Yes.
I never knew that word.
Unctuous is the word. Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. As you're going north on 231, it's just before you get to the Aushucks Oyster Bar. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is that time for today's $10 Fruit Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a candidate who was to be Lincoln's vice president. What was that guy's name?
All right, 272-9228 is the number to call.
272-9228.
Chan Hun. First person through with the correct answer wins. Everybody that calls, though, qualifies for end of the week grand prize drawing. So rush to the phone and give us a buzz. 272-9228.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, take the federal and state workers out of the mix for this Columbus Day, and traffic's not very heavy in a lot of places. We have some pockets of congestion here and there on 231 out of Wetumpka. Highway 31 is a little bit busy this morning out of Prattville. Eastern Boulevard, East-South Boulevard looking good, and I-65 and 85 are accident-free this morning. Drive carefully, buckle up, and never text and drive. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That is Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we are at 7:33. We are ready for a winning answer to our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Arnett, am I reading that correctly?
Yeah,
Hey, he's a first-time caller.
Hey. Well, what pushed you over the edge today? I mean, I'm making it sound like you're suicidal, but what gave you the
urge to call?
What encouraged you to call this morning?
Yeah.
I listen to y'all every day and have been for years, and I don't know, the phone was handy, and I knew the answer, so I said...
Oh, good for you.
Cool deal.
Fantastic. You're a great example to everybody else that is... I used to pick up the phone, and then you... chicken out at the last second, which is silly. So,
what's the name of that guy that was?
He was going to be Lincoln's VP.
Yeah, that was old butt kicking Cassius Clay.
That is correct. That is correct.
Yeah, you're kicking butt this morning. That's
you
it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Any follow ups?
Let's see. What's the normal sleep time for these days? It used to be more than 8 hours in the 40s. What's our normal sleep time right now for most human beings?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I think it's like 6.5, 6.75.
It's 6.75 is right.
Wow. All
right, man.
Good work.
Good deal.
Good job, Arnett.
Welcome to the family. Hold on, and we will get you set up. Let's say a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Hey, gang. Good morning.
Hey. Morning. Hey.
Happy Indigenous Peoples / Columbus / whatever we want to call it day.
Yay!
So, having a good morning. I felt sure you guys were going to ask a question about the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
I submitted that as a question for consideration. However, it was not selected.
I've actually seen it. It is a weird movie. It's a weird movie.
I've never checked it out.
So Heath Ledger was making it when he died?
Yes. And then Jude Law, Johnny Depp,
and Colin Farrell.
Colin Firth. That'd be very interesting. Mr. Darcy was in there.
Yeah, the weird part about the movie is that the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus is a sort of cabinet that this traveling group of players has that people go into, and they enter these strange worlds. So all the stuff that Heath Ledger had filmed was outside of the cabinet. So I guess the reasoning was, okay, people are going to buy the fact that when he goes into the cabinet, he turns into a different person.
Were they able to use CG to finish the movie?
All right. Whenever his character goes into the cabinet, just all sorts of weird things happen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's probably one of those movies people like to watch taking substances.
Coffee.
Taking.
Yeah.
Coffee, yeah. When you drink lots of coffee when you
right.
watch that movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All
right, yeah. But it's one of those weird little footnotes in history. I don't think it made any money whatsoever. It's one of those movies that it's confusing. You're not quite sure what happens. When it ends, you're like, that's it. It's just kind of sad for that to be his last movie.
Desmond, we appreciate the call, buddy.
Y'all be good. Bye. Good,
this is Tommy or Tammy?
Tommy.
I'm having
Tammy
bobble issues. Hey.
Are y'all talking to me or talking to Tammy?
We're talking to you. We're talking to you.
Hi.
Good morning to y'all. Can I give y'all my bank account number so you can put that million billion?
Right. Hey, what was her bill reduced to when they fixed it? Do you remember?
About 120 bucks or something like that.
117 francs.
117.
Yeah, I was just curious.
117.
That's it. I'm out of questions. Thank you. Appreciate it. You got it.
Hey, y'all. Good morning, and have a good week.
Happy Columbus Day.
And good luck Friday, because you and everybody else that called are eligible for the grand prize drawing at the end of Friday's show.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Most of the showers now are south of the I-85 US 80 corridor. Just a few light showers. There'll be some spotty showers around on this Columbus Day. Very comfortable day with a high around 80. Big day at the fair today. A lot of kids will be out there. Overnight tonight, the rain threat increases, especially by the wee hours in the morning when a band of rain sets up right across east-west across the Gulf states and the rain becomes heavy. Rain and thunderstorms continue Tuesday night. Potentially significant rainfall amounts, most places 1 to 3 inches, some places more than 3 inches. The rain will end on Wednesday at some point as the cold front moves through and shuts off the rain. Tuesday's high 75. Then we're talking about temperatures which fall to, well, I think the two coolest mornings will be Thursday and Friday morning, right around dawn, when we fall to the 40s. Jacket weather. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds, partly cloudy skies. Temperature is 60. It's 7:39.
You like that fried bologna this morning?
It was great.
Really good.
It was good.
All blackened around the edges and on the bottoms of some.
It's really tasty. I added a egg, too.
$1.25. A pound for Oscar Mayer bologna at Food Outlet.
Oh, bologna.
No, bologna.
Oh.
The large size, the 36-ounce Heinz ketchup is $2.59. And as I read these prices, I'm calculating in my head how much more expensive they would be. Oh, man, and they had the most beautiful large tomatoes, red, ripe, right off the vine, 64 cents a pound. New York strips, $4.65. I picked up some beauties for you guys. You just let me know what day you want them. And one of the easiest things to bake for a quick meal is pork tenderloin. $2.17 a pound. Just salt it with cricket dust or whatever you like and stick it in the oven at 425 and about 35 minutes a pound, and it's done, and it's ready, and it is very lean and very tasty. Food Outlet has three locations, Millbrook at 3543 Highway 14, 720 East Main in Prattville, and in Montgomery, 439 Coliseum Boulevard. 740, Animal Stories next.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Japan-based investment firm SoftBank Group is looking to take over majority control of office rental company WeWork. The package would diminish the remaining control held by co-founder Adam Neumann, who stepped down as CEO when the company's value plunged and its plans to go public collapsed. Reuters says SoftBank is in negotiations to make a $1 billion investment to restructure WeWork. Without it, WeWork could be out of business by December. Global stocks are mixed this morning. There are still questions about the U.S. and China reaching a broader trade deal, though a limited agreement was reached last week. The World Trade Organization is officially sanctioning the U.S. to impose tariffs on up to $7.5 billion worth of imports from the European Union in retaliation for illegal subsidies to plane maker Airbus. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
See them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Selma High School student charged with drug trafficking. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 16-year-old Brandon Shelton was caught with 92 ecstasy pills at school. Shelton has been charged as an adult with trafficking illegal drugs. Copper thieves caused thousands of dollars in damage at a church parsonage in Selma. Officials at First Baptist Church say the heat pump and air conditioning unit were destroyed by these thieves. Selma police are now investigating. An Alabama State Democratic Executive Committee voted to adopt new bylaws Saturday, but those bylaws have not been approved by the Democratic National Committee. A separate set of bylaws was approved at a meeting on October 5th, but the state Democratic chairwoman says that meeting was not official. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Time for animal stories. Wolf. Keep trying to get him to talk up the book, but I fail.
Close.
I want to go back in case, being a holiday and such, some people may have missed the amazing story that Emily shared earlier in the show. Selling some audio on this dog that was microchipped, ran away 12 years ago, and was found 1,000 miles away 12 years later.
Hi, baby. I missed you.
I was at work and my son was 12 years old and accidentally opened the door in the afternoon after school one day, and we never saw her again. I held out hope because I paid for that microchip every year. Cried so many nights not having her. We came together. So excited.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I mean, think about it. They haven't seen their pet in 12 years, but a happy ending, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
I didn't know that you have to pay a yearly chip charge. In other words, there's a chip in Bailey.
When was the last time you paid for that? I have no idea. I don't know.
No, we signed the papers over, and they just said there was a chip, and that's it.
When are they going to come up with a chip that transmits a signal so it can be picked up?
GPS kind of thing?
Yeah. I think it would be kind of cool development. Let's invent it and make $1 million. What do you say?
All right.
All right. Next, it's a human-animal story.
Oh.
Well, human involving an animal. A young driver arrived at the California Highway Patrol Santa Barbara station last week with a torn-up ticket. Police say the driver brought it in because the unspecified violation required a sign-off. Luckily, though, the section for the signature was still intact, and officers were able to help him out. His dog ate it.
Well,
I gave my homework, too.
But in this case, it turned out to be true. This seems to happen more often than is comforting. Liam Gomez of England said he called out sick from work upon waking up with vertigo and an earache recently, so he put a few drops of olive oil in his ears. Never heard of that.
No.
Went back to sleep. He said he still felt tickling in his ear but thought it was just the oil. Upon waking a few hours later, he still had the same sensation and could hear a faint scratching sound.
Oh, no.
So we investigated with a cotton swab. He eventually used it along with a hairpin to remove a spider.
No!
He did not see a doctor. He is hoping the spider was male because they can lay eggs and he could have a whole colony in there.
That's awful.
Since we're out of time, I don't have to do the story about the bride and groom who requested a wedding cake modified to look like a life-size deer.
Like a deer? A life-size deer?
A life-size deer, yes. What? They wanted a wedding cake that would look like a
life-size. Was this in Georgia?
Is he a hunter?
I saw one there.
A deer?
No, this is, guess what? It's back to Pennsylvania.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they got a lot of trees and the deer is up there running around.
Well, I'll be.
Yes. I'll be back along with my team here right after this traffic report. Pardon me, I lost my place. Getting tested today, don't worry about it.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your Columbus Day update. Well, it's a little light out there in places this morning, but we still have some congestion spots like Highway 331 and the East-South Boulevard. A little congested along there on the Northeast Boulevard up near Jackson Ferry. I-65 and 85 are accident-free. As a matter of fact, we're accident-free everywhere this morning. So drive carefully and don't ever text and drive. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Now, I've told you about my experiences with Dr. Pasley and the help that he was to me with getting the range of motion back in my neck. But, you know, one thing that I've told y'all about for a while now is that if you have an MRI, Dr. Pasley will go over it with you, whether he ordered it for you or you had it done somewhere else and you want to get a second opinion. And I've seen firsthand how attentive he is and how caring he is with his patients that are going to him for things a little more serious than just neck pain. You could actually have those things released to Dr. Pasley and go ahead and be working on your second opinion when it comes to that. So if it's something mild like neck pain, headaches, or you've got something bigger going on like issues with your shoulder and your knees, call Dr. Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, 285-8483, 285-8483. Visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, located on Highway 14 in Millbrook.
All right, this is Columbus Day, and we have a Columbus Day edition of the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth! Or baloney.
Coming up.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is, people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's our risky click of the day. I'm not sure what this is.
And now, here's your Columbus Day Festival update. This year's Columbus Day festivities include great food, live music, a carnival for the kids. And don't forget your lawn chairs for the exciting Columbus Day parade and fireworks display. Downtown parking is limited, so arrive early and take advantage of our complimentary Columbus Day shuttle buses.
There isn't and never has been a Columbus Day festival. Anyone attempting to assemble a carnival, perform live music, serve food without a license, board a city bus without payment, loiter on the sidewalk, or discharge pyrotechnics without a permit will be arrested and fined accordingly. Columbus did not discover America. It belonged to the Indians. Please proceed to work and hang your head in shame. That is all.
Hang your head in shame.
I kept it for a reason, and it turned out to be kind of funny.
Risky click of the day.
All right, so what do you say we play True the Baloney now?
Okay.
Now, we always have to beg to get people to play this game, and it's probably even going to require more begging because it's a day off for many. No?
I doubt it.
272-9228 is our number. We have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away.
Columbus Day is the topic, correct?
Yeah.
Columbus or Columbus Day?
Columbus Day trivia. So, yeah, some of these involve Columbus.
Okay, gotcha.
All you have to do is get 14 out of 15 right to win the game. I just said that to see if anybody was
14 out of 15?
And Emily was the
only one. Why are there so many questions?
There's not.
You got that liabetes.
He just wanted to see.
Liabetes! I've never heard that. I
stole that from Singram.
The liabetes, right?
The liabetes.
Hey, it looks to me like somebody wants to participate.
News Talk, who's this?
I also want to find out if there's bonus questions here. Because sometimes we get five and then they add a few others. No, that stinks. Well, look who's here. It's Don.
Hey, Don.
Don wants to play. All right.
Hi.
Don.
Hello.
You ready to play?
Hello. Listen, I got to go to work in a little while. I don't know about 14 now.
No. He was kind of kidding.
Standard game. Get two out of three right. Get them all wrong and win. Statement one. Columbus set foot in modern-day Massachusetts 527 years ago today. True the baloney.
I'm thinking about the years now. Plymouth Rock was Massachusetts, I believe. I say true.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
No, Columbus is the guy that never made it to the mainland U.S. The pilgrims are the ones that went to Plymouth.
You're right. I think you got me on one before like that.
Okay. Statement two. He didn't use the name Christopher Columbus when he was alive. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
Christopher Columbus is the English version. His real name in Italian was Cristoforo Colombo. He also used the Spanish version. Cristobal? Colón. All right, so you had this one right. He crossed the Atlantic Ocean a total of three times. He crossed the Atlantic Ocean three times. True the baloney.
True.
I think it is true. No?
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Don, I'm sorry. Thanks for trying.
How many times did he? I thought.
You got two out of three wrong. You got two out of three right.
Or but I mean, how many times
did he cross?
Well, I don't want to tell you that because.
We need somebody else.
Oh, but he got it wrong. Wait a minute. We know the answer.
I'm sorry.
There's only one other option.
I thought I would save it for that. Well, here's the thing. We need the next caller only needs to get it right. We got two left.
Okay.
So just get it right and you win the game.
272-9228.
And we thank Don for taking the time to play with us. 272-9228. One statement, get it right, win $10 of fine dining at Seafood Bistro. Yeah, actually, Columbus crossed it 10 times.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Four trips. Think about that. In those days with boats, and there wasn't like, you know.
Oh, God, what a boring trip.
The nightclub on the ship must have been horrible.
And then the terrible Wi-Fi out there in the middle of the ocean. Sometimes only one bar.
Yeah, the bar was a keg of rum that you could tap into every once in a while.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So he crossed the Atlantic 8 times, and the other two happened after he died because his remains were moved from Spain to the Dominican Republic in 1542, and then they sent him back to Spain.
We don't want you here.
After the warranty ran out in 1899.
So he's buried in Spain.
He now is, yes. But for a while there, he was in the ground.
In the DR?
In the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
That's 272-9228.
That's our phone number right now.
We still need a contestant for Truth or Baloney. Don didn't quite make it.
In Elmore County, that number is 272-9228.
Focus on their camera now.
One statement, Truth or Baloney, get it right, you win. 272-9228.
14 out of 15 questions.
Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass invites you in to get that new mower for the next mowing season. Because, like cars, they have model years, and they've got 2019 inventory. They would love to move.
So that's what's going on.
It's brand new. It's brand new, and it does come fully warranted. And, of course, at Lewis Lawn, that's where you bring it back. You know, when you buy from other places, they may give you an 800 number and a kiss for luck, and you're on your way. But with Lewis Lawn, they're there to support whatever you buy, mower, blower, pressure washer, you name it. Full backup on your purchase at Lewis Lawn. Chad Sasser is our point guy. You know, the manufacturers often have monthly specials and incentives and low interest rates. He tracks all of that for you. Hannah and a great team at the counter to help facilitate whatever it is you need. And now their new and large showroom capacity puts tractor mowers on the table for Lewis Lawn as well. That's something they weren't previously able to offer, but now they do. 244-9191, Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5. All right, Jody, you want to try Chew the Bologna?
Of course I do. I try every week and lose, but I'm going to try again.
Oh, well, you're going to win today. I feel it.
It's only one, and you've got a lifeline here. You can ask one of the gang for help if you want, whoever you trust the most. Here's your statement. Most states don't give government workers a paid day off. Most states don't give government workers a paid day off. Is that truth or baloney?
I think that's baloney. Oh,
no,
my God.
Losing, guys. Sorry.
You had a 50-50 chance, though.